Talking about the stove, the pipe that runs out the back of the stove, what would you call that? Stove pipe?
Yeah.
Did you say that one?
Stove pipe.
Is that the same thing as a flute, or have you heard of that?
A flute?
Yeah.
Well, I thought a flute was, you know, the thing that you, you know, build up through the roof of the house to, you know, carry the smoke and stuff out.
Right, the thing that the stove pipe gets in.
Yeah.
What about the thing, well, you got one out of the way. What about the thing that people would use for yard work? You got two long handles and one wheel down front. Like you could throw a bag of cement in it.
A wheelbarrow.
Yeah, right. You ever heard that called anything to sound cool?
No, I don't think so.
Heard that was Georgia Buddy?
No.
Heard that? Okay. Something that you a stone or a rock that you could hold in your hand and sharpen a knife on?
Yeah.
What
was it called? A wet rock.
Yeah, right. Okay. And what about if you wanted to sharpen an axe? A big one that would turn around, you know?
Yeah.
Like have a handle, some of them have pebbles.
I don't know what they would be called.
Yeah, grindstone or grinder?
Yeah, grindstone.
Okay. And say, if my car started making squeaking noise, I might take it into the filling station and ask the man to put it up on the rack and do what to it.
Check it.
Okay, well, what about, you know, this kind of solid, sticky stuff that they put on it? Quick, make it quick squeak.
Grease.
Sure. So you say he did what to it?
He greased it.
And he's got to
grease it.
And give that stuff all of your hands. You say your hands are all
greasy.
Okay. And while I got it there at the filling station, I might ask him to take a look out under the hood and check for it. Used to, before you had electric lamps, what would you call the stuff that you burn in these old-fashioned lamps?
Coal oil?
Yeah. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Mm-hmm. Is kerosene the same?
Yeah. Okay. What about something, a temporary lamp or a makeshift lamp that you could make with a bottle and some coal oil and something for a week? Just a temporary light. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a flame boat?
A what name?
Flame boat?
No.
Heard that? Okay. Say the inside part of the tire that inflates, you call that the inner one.
Inner tube.
Sure, okay. Say if your father has just built himself a new boat and he wants to check it out, you take it down to the lake and as he's putting it in the water, what would you say he's doing? He's going to the boat.
Lower the boat.
Okay, lower the boat. They talk, sometimes they talk about this when a rocket takes off. They say they're going to the rocket. L-A-U-N-C-H? How would you
launch.
Say? Sure. Okay. You ever sew?
Mm-hmm.
You make your own stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Probably would be good at this day. Say if you were going to make your own dress and you needed to go to town to get material, you probably took a little square or something so that you could cut it up right. What do you call that thing that you took with you?
A square.
Yeah. Just a little piece of material so you make sure you got it right.
Just a scrap piece?
Sure, scrap. Have you ever heard people call that a sample or a swatch?
Yeah, a sample.
Sample. Okay. This attitude. If you see a dress in a window that you really like, you might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a
pretty dress.
And to compare it with that, you might say, well, this dress is pretty, but this one's even
prettier.
Okay. And a thing a woman would wear around her waist in the kitchen, you call that
an apron.
Okay. And this thing that I'm riding with, that's a pink.
Pink.
Yeah. And used to, you would hold a baby's diaper together with a
pin, a safety pin.
I understand you don't have to use it anymore.
No.
Just stick together.
Yeah.